obviously a team who a little bit like Ferris or Lake State in their D zone, when they surround and use their size, it becomes a little bit more tougher for CJ, you know, in the offensive zone because the space just isn't in there. But he's obviously very dangerous coming up and down the wing and using his speed that way. So, you know, it shouldn't affect him much, but those big, strong teams in their offensive zone, just being a smaller kid, sometimes he'll have a little bit of matchup issues that way. But his skating, you know, he makes him a threat every night.
Left-handed shot. He comes down on that right wing. He loves coming down on the right wing, doesn't he, and trying to pull that to the front of the net.
Yep. He puts it to his backhand, steps by the guy with speed, and that's something we've worked on, you know, late last year into this year, is driving the net more. You know, don't be content with just a little bit of a shot down the wing. You know, use that speed, get a step on the guy, and then be strong, take into the net. And you know, he scored some big goals like that, and done a good job. His shot's really improved. I mean, CJ is just an incredibly hard worker after practice every day, and he's put so much work on his shot, and you know, done a great job improving it and being more of a threat.
And he doesn't, his demeanor does not change, at least for the media. He is always a nice guy. No matter what's going on, he comes out and he'll talk to you just like if you lose 8-0 or if you win 8-0, the same CJ Ike.
Yeah, well, he's a great kid. I mean, he's a guy that's a central part of our locker room. The guys love him. He works hard every day. You know, he's a great guy for practice as well because he puts so much pressure on our D every day with his speed that it prepares them for the weekend. So he does a lot of things for our team, you know, away from the ice, in practice every day that probably don't show up, you know, Friday, Saturday night sometimes.
Can he move to another level still? Is there still another gear for CG? Obviously made a big jump here to his sophomore year from his freshman year. Is there still more there, or is he getting to that point where he's, you know, where he should be?
Well, there better be more there, because if you're not getting better, you know, you're not helping our team.
But it seems like a sophomore year, a lot of times, that's where, you know, I don't want to say that, but it seems like that's the biggest leap is from your freshman to sophomore year. Am I right on that?
Yeah, there's big gains. I mean, you know, strength, a year with our strength conditioning coach and really adjusting to the level. But, you know, that one great thing I've learned, one among many things, but from Coach Pearson, is just this, you know, relentless drive to always get better. You know, I think that's a big secret I've learned. I don't know about secret, but, you know, they had so much sustained success down at Michigan because there's just, you know, what you've done is never good enough. I mean, you know, you might add a hat trick last night, but you know, go get four tonight or get better in practice. So coach is great that way in terms of you know, pushing the guys individually and as a team that we're always getting better. There's so much I shouldn't say pressure, but passion and drive to improve yourself and to improve this program. So that's something that coach does a great job at with our guys.
Coach, we've been struggling on the power play. That's well known. Has the lack of scoring on the power play been a coaching issue or a player talent issue in your mind?
Well, it's got to be both. I mean, it's not one thing. You know, one thing, again, coach talks about, it's what we have, it's not what we don't have. But, you know, something we've talked about, we lost two great guys at net front presence. You had Jajar, you know, was only a freshman, but he's a 6'3", big, strong kid, did a really good job net front, taking away the goalie's eyes, occupying bodies. And then Miloš Gordić was a fourth-year guy, big, what is he, 6'5"? I mean, another big, strong body, played a ton of net front over his 4 years at Michigan Tech. And so we lost some key guys that, you know, we probably didn't do a great job recognizing, you know, that key there, that net front guy, that size guy. And, you know, they've been replaced with some young guys there. And, you know, so yes, we can do a better job teaching and coaching our guys net front presence, giving them some options. And then ultimately our guys have to go out and execute as well. So it's both sides of it. You know, we have a lot of skill, we have a lot of talent. And, you know, sometimes it's the game, you know, the hockey gods, whatever it is. You don't get the break, you don't get the bounce. You look at our waved off goals, you looked at some of the bounces we've had or the saves the goalies have made. So it's both sides of it. You know, we've got talent, we've got some good keys and some good pieces and some good areas, but you know, we're pulling our hair out as well, trying to work and fix on it. So we'll assess blame both sides of it and continue to work on it.
Would failure to get home ice for the playoffs be considered a failure by the coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, we had a preseason goal to get home ice, and you know, whether we can achieve that in the last few weeks remains to be seen. But if we don't get it, then yes, we'll be disappointed. We feel like we've got enough pieces and a good enough team to get there. You know, we still have some areas we're trying to improve on, you know, talent-wise, leadership-wise, lots of areas. I mean, you're always trying to get better and improve your team. So, you know, we'll continue to do that through our recruiting, through our coaching, and all those areas. But, yeah, there's no question. We set a goal of having a home playoff series here at the SDC and the McGinnis Ice Arena, and if we don't get it, we're going to be very disappointed. It doesn't change. We still have work to do. We still have goals to accomplish. And, you know, so you're always playing, you're always competing, but no question, that will be a goal that we didn't reach.
Coach Damon Witten is with us, filling in for Mel Pearson on the Mel Pearson Show. And, boy, a big weekend coming up, Damon. There's not just the incredible games against Ferris State that I know everybody's really anticipating, but also some cool things around the event that will be happening. And starting on Friday night, the first 500 fans to the Michigan Tech hockey game are invited to a pregame party inside the McGinnis Student Ice Arena with free food and drink, and this will start at 6, and the arena doors will open at that time. A game ticket or Michigan Tech student ID is required to get in, but a cool little party for everybody and a good incentive to get there nice and early, which I know means a lot to the coaches and the team, right?
Well, it's huge. I mean, and again, we changed the way the student ticket process happened this year, and it paid huge dividends early. I mean, our guys came out for we actually changed our pregame stretch so our guys could kind of get a feel for all the students lined up and you know, the fans there early, and just provide so much energy for our team. So we really appreciate you know, all of our fans, and when they're there early and sacrificing, it's huge for our team. And you know, I'm glad the department's able to throw this pre-party, so hopefully people come out, and you know, hopefully we have to turn some away, and we're over packed for it, because our players will certainly appreciate it, and you know, just really get some ready to play.
And then on Saturday night, the is youth hockey night. Saturday night, youth hockey night, and youth tickets for the game will just be $5, so you can bring the whole family.
Yeah, is that the one you got to wear your jersey? And, I believe that's it. And you know, that's always a cool one too. When we come out, you know, for the game, and as a coach, you walk out and you kind of take a peek around and see how the crowd looks and who's there, and you get to go, you know, look around and see all the different youth teams represented. So it's fun for us to look out and our players, you know, especially our local kids who grew up playing for some of these teams, and recognizing the jerseys. So that's always fun. And then it's a great vibe in the building, because those young kids, they bring a lot of energy and goofiness and fun. And with the video board now, that'll be a great night for them to get up there and get some exposure for their team and have some fun.
Now, I think the tickets are $5 for any youth, but you can be entered into a raffle if you wear a jersey.
So
you don't have to wear a jersey to get in for the $5, but that'll get you a chance in the raffles. Numerous prizes are going to be given away. Including a free week of hockey school, which is big. That's really cool. And some equipment and a gift certificate. So that's for Saturday night's game. Make sure you bring the family to that. Youth tickets are just $5. And, boy, what a great series. I mean, I can just imagine how bad this Husky hockey team and coaching staff wants to get a couple of wins against Ferris State.
Yeah, and you met, I mean, just good hockey, Dirk. I mean, those series down in Ferris State 2 weeks ago, it was, to me, some of the most entertaining hockey that we've played all year. I mean, two good hockey teams, physical play. I mean, it was one of the most physical series of the weekend, or of the season, rather. And, you know, but teams that play, we play with pace, we get up and down, there's offense, there's scoring chances, big hits. So it was great hockey. And then you add the promotions in, and you know, we're hoping we get a full barn there. And they had a full barn. They sold out, I think, their first two games of the year, I believe it was down
it
there.
It was, yes.
Yeah, so their first two sell out. So let's welcome up to the WCHA, to the Copper Country, with some great crowds and, you know, a couple more losses on their WCHA record.
Yeah, let's drop them down a few more ranking notches, too. And we'll see where they're at tomorrow. They were second going into that weekend against Minnesota State and lost both games. But, you know, they're still going to be a top 10 team.
Yeah, they'll be in the top 10 for sure. Sure, and they deserve to be there. I mean, they've done it consistently all year long, and you know, I'm sure it's a bit of an eye opening. And they'll be angry. They're going to be angry. There were some fireworks at the end of their game Saturday. I think they got at least one DQ, and they're talking about maybe some reviews as well. So you know, they're going to come in with the chip on their shoulder, and you know, their coaching staff knew Saturday night that they got away with a win that they probably didn't earn or deserve, and so they know they're going to have their hands full, and we're going to be ready as well. So it's going to be a great weekend of hockey.
Damon, have a great great weekend. I can't wait to watch Tech Hockey Friday and Saturday night, 7:07 at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Make sure you get your tickets, and you're going to see two great teams going at it. And you can tell already these teams don't really like each other a lot because there's a lot of respect on both sides.
Yeah, it's going to be great hockey, and it's going to be on the edge and lots of excitement and scoring opportunities. So we hope everybody makes it to the games, and we appreciate you having me this morning, Dirk.
Thank you. Damon Witten in for Mel Pearson.